Peter, Commander Lady Athena, for Cosmic Pep Talks, for Closet Christ. The show is the voice of the Ashtar Command. The call is for you to step forward into your greatness. Be listening on Wednesday. We have an appointment with Destiny.
Greetings in the divine love and light of the all that is. I'm Commander Lady Athena, and you're listening to the voice of the Ashtar Command, Cosmic Pep Talks for Closet Christs. This evening our seminar topic is Discontinued Energy Patterns and the New Harmonic Chord. Discontinued Energy Patterns and the New Harmonic Chord. So I'd like to start this evening with an integrative technique that's very, very simple. But if you do it, it's going to bring in the alignment, the integration, and the building in of that inner corridor that's often called the Antahkarana, which is the connecting link between the Atma, the spirit, the Buddhi, or the consciousness, and the Manas, which is the illumined mind. Spiritually, it's also the alignment of the monad, or the I Am Presence, the Buddhi, or the Sun, which is also the Christ Consciousness, and the Holy Spirit, which is the indwelling animator. These three levels of consciousness constitute the Trinity, and they're anchored physically, the monad, or I Am, Father Presence, in the pituitary, the Buddhi, or the Sun, Christ consciousness is anchored in the pineal, and the Holy Spirit indwelling is anchored in the hypothalamus. You yogis out there know them as the Ida, Pingala, and Shukshumna. And these are the interconnecting links that commutate and step down the divine source into time-space and beyond, because we're not always in time-space. Sometimes we are operating and functioning beyond time-space. In fact, all perfected masters step out of the eternal to operate in time-space at will, manifesting a Maya Virupa or an illusory appearance to appear in at will, but not limited to any time, any place, or anything at all. And that's what we're moving towards, individually and collectively. But I would say that all work at a soul level and a monadic level is collective. We're no longer the individualized personal self. At that level, we are a collective, a body, if you will. So now, if you're ready, I would like you to sit up straight so your spine is absolutely straight. It doesn't matter if you're in a chair or sitting on the floor. Just make sure your spine is straight. Take a deep breath. And visualize above your head a brilliant presence that is birthless, deathless, eternal, and the real you. See it very clearly. You could imagine it, if you like, as a star. Let's say an eight-pointed star. And now with your next breath, you're going to shoot a pure white beam of light down into the Buddhi, or the Christ consciousness, the Son of God that you are. Deep breath. And bring that beam of light all the way down and center it in the Christ presence. This is you as a conscious Son of God. This is you as soul. This is you as the Jivatma. This is you as the conscious, integrated awareness. This is you, awake and aware of your divinity. And now, take another deep breath and ride that energy down into your illumined mind. The mind that was in Christ Jesus is in you as well. This is the mind that thinks the thoughts with God. And now, as you take your next breath, you're going to flood all three levels down into your physical body. So again, visualize the star of the Atma, or the Father, the Spirit. Visualize the Christ presence, you, the soul. Visualize the anchoring into the mind. And just see a solid stream of pure white divine light connecting all of these alignments. And now with your next breath, flood your physical body. That's it. You'll feel heat and goosebumps. Your whole head is tingling. Whole body is tingling all the way down to your feet. Yep, that's it. You may be swaying back and forth. You may be feeling quite hot. So we ask that this be stepped down in a rate that's perfect and for the highest good for each person. Thank you. And now just let that energy marinate and mellow throughout your nervous system. I know it's burning a little bit. It's okay. That's where the impurities in the nervous system are getting burned away, cleared. You're being refined like pure gold. And after the mellowing and the burning, you will reflect the image of God. What is that image? Put your own perfected ideal before you. Jesus, Buddha, Sai Baba, whomever to you represents perfect love. So we're being called to present ourselves as a source conduit. Many of you have been taught how to plant columns of light as you've traveled throughout the world, where you visualize a column of light down. Oh, it could be a mountain range, it could be a building, it could be a arena, it could be any event or any person or any situation. You just visualize a column of light planted. Sometimes we'll go back to places where we've traveled and we'll still see that column of light. One time we were anchoring a column of light in the aquarium in Chicago. And there were all of us in the car. We were driving away from the building. And I thought to look back, and all of a sudden I saw this incredible filigree violet aura all around that building. And I told the other people in the car, turn around and look and tell me if you see anything. And they all saw it. They said, oh, my heavens, look at that. And it was within a pyramid. There's a pyramidal structure and then this incredible violet filigree-looking aura all around the aquarium. So when you intend something in spirit, it is instant. Instant. When your intention, which Sai Baba calls God, likens God to intention, when your intention is to do whatever in the name of the Father, because we're all working for the Supreme God, when your intention is that, you manifest instantly whatever it is that you are intending. So when you place the light, it's placed. When you ask for the highest good, it is done. When you ask for and out of that selfless, pure heart, that's not self-seeking, but is seeking to be the best you can be and to give the greatest that you possibly can with your time and your life on earth. That is instantly empowered by the Divine Spirit. And there is nothing denied you and nothing impossible. You literally can move mountains with your faith, which a friend of mine literally did. So nothing is impossible. It's only in the indoctrinated lower mind that impossibility even arises. The doubt or even questioning arises. So we're moving now our consciousness into the knower, where doubt is no longer an issue. Vacillation is no longer an issue. Once you have the will of God that comes down through the monad, the Atma, operating through your life, there's no more wavering, vacillating between faith and doubt. You don't even know faith. You operate as spirit in action. And you're ready for this, or I wouldn't be guided to speak about it tonight. So visualize yourself as a clear, pure conduit for divine grace to enter Earth. Think of yourself as a collective answer to God's, to humanity's evocation for divine grace and assistance. Consider yourself the answer presented into time and space. Not as a personality, I think you know that. But as you, taking full authority and standing in your divine radiance. So the creative power of your imagination, we spoke last week a little bit about the astral plane and how it's the plane of imagination. But everything that gets down here has to start with an imagination. With a generation of an image in the mind. Jesus teaches us in A Course of Miracles this mantra. These thoughts and the things I see are images my mind has made. So everything that we see outwardly and experience is an image our mind has made. And Jesus, through the Course in Miracles, teaches us this: my mind holds only what I think with God. My mind holds only what I think with God. And that was the higher mind that I was referring to as the mind that was in Christ Jesus. He had no will but to do the Father's will. Of himself, he did nothing. Everything came from the monad, the I Am Present, which he called the Father. Jesus goes on in the Course of Miracles, I am under no law but God's. And the only law of God is love. As the old saying is, love and do what thou wilt, for that is the whole of the law. So everything that we imagine, we've caused to exist upon the astral plane, which is the plane of imagination. In spirit, it manifests instantly. In the physical, it operates in the illusion of time and distance, so it's slower in manifestation. So it's time that we imagine the kind of world we wish to live in. Our past imagining has created this present world system that is coming to a close. And we are the ones who have been called forward into this incarnation to serve as imaging in the new world. John Lennon even composed a song about what he imagined. And he was truly functioning as a prophet of what is now emerging upon Earth. I want to pause a moment and share with you a few things that Sai Baba has had to say about this new Earth. all of you have a part to play in bringing forward the transformation into the golden age. And the instrument you use is love. The day when the whole of humanity gets unified as one big family is soon approaching, where all will strictly observe the principles of truth, righteousness, love, peace, and nonviolence. This will mark the establishment of the golden age of truth, and blessed indeed are those who will be able to experience true heaven on earth. It will be like a new age, an age of love, harmony, and cooperation, replacing the age of war, fighting, hatred, jealousy, greed, and all those negative aspects of life. Love and peace will cleanse the horrors and excesses of the dark ages, which today pollute the very atmosphere. When the world is on the verge of chaos, the Avatar comes to still the storm raging in the hearts of men, bringing forward Prashanti, the higher peace, the calming of perturbations. This will be established and stabilized soon. The demonic deviations from the straight divine path will be corrected. Dharma will be revived and revitalized in every human community. The whole world today is in the throes of anxiety and fear, but I assure you that very soon the dark clouds will be scattered, and you will witness a happy era all over the world. The day when the brotherhood of man and the fatherhood of God will shine bright and beautiful is dawning and drawing ever nearer. When the golden age dawns, there will be harmony throughout the world, and love will flow everywhere. All thoughts of hatred will vanish and disappear. Today you cannot visualize such a state because there is chaos everywhere. Fighting and scheming and hatred, evil, all the negative emotions are in the ascendant. But eventually the change will come. If there is a change, it will be a universal change, not local. It will occur every place. The will of God cannot be stopped. The events God ordains must take place. The joyful golden age will reoccur. Many hesitate to believe that things will improve, that life will be happy for all and full of joy, and that the golden age will reoccur. But let me assure you that this Dharma Swarupa, this divine body, has not come in vain. It will succeed in averting the crisis that has come upon humanity. Fear not. All will be well. Love and light will replace the darkness, and a new era will be upon you very soon. And those are excerpts from a book called Thy Kingdom Come. Sigh, Thy Kingdom Come. And they were taken from many, many different discourses that Swami gave, many of which I was present physically and heard him say them, these things. Perhaps I should share with you also what he has to say about your mission. This is what he said in 1979. And it's instructing all of us to be ready and prepared to become instruments in his mission. And since this was given in 1979, we are all in this mission now. Okay? Just own this as what you're doing now. Your mission has begun. Those are my words to you, my beloveds. Each of you has a unique and valuable part to play in this lifetime. Only those whom I have called can serve me. My mission has now reached that point in time when each of you now has a work to do. This planet has a purpose in the great galaxy in which it is held. That purpose is now unfolding before our eyes. I call upon you to radiate the devotion within you, so that its unseen power will envelope all who come into your orbit. To successfully perform your part, always remain centered upon the Lord. the multiplication of the Lord's love will be felt throughout the world. I have prepared you for this work over many incarnations. I have drawn you to me. I have made great steps in my mission over these past incarnations. My work is ceaseless, and so your work too is without end. Know that I am within you and without you. There is no difference. Rid yourselves of the petty matters forevermore. You are now in me, and I am now in thee. There is no difference. My darshan, spiritual blessings, will pour forth from me, to and through you. You may be unaware of this constant action. Be ever pure of heart and soul, and mankind in your lifetime will benefit from your unique qualities. Others, too, will join me in this mission when I draw them to me. The time is approaching when all of humanity will live in harmony. That time will be here sooner than one expects. Before it arrives, be prepared for whatever is needed to reveal to every living thing the true purpose of existence. We are in such an exciting time. And now I have to segue into an experience I had this morning, and I'm going to shift into a reporter mode here, because I saw something absolutely amazing. I totally believe that I was given the honor of being shown this, and I believe it's true. And it happened this morning. And when I checked with a friend of mine, this friend of mine had a very similar experience at the same time. So maybe some of you were shown this as well. Maybe I'm just giving validation to what you've already experienced, seen, or have a knowing about in your heart. I went into a state of nirvi kalpa samadhi, which is a state where you totally merge with God consciousness, and there's no thought at all. There's no thought of God, there's no thought of the self, and there's no thought. And I kept my eyes open because I very much have been intending to experience conscious God consciousness without going unconscious, to experience super consciousness, which goes beyond the theta level where you drop off, go to sleep, and externalize the body. I've been very much wanting to not do that, but to be fully aware here and now in the physical body. And so I went into that state, and there was just no thing at all. Then I heard like the single pluck string of the divine vina. It was like the sound of the vina, and at the same time, it was like the resolution chord where you move musically from the fourth chord, which is like a dissonance where we are right now in our vibration on the planet, which if you stay at that level very long, everything starts to destroy itself. But I heard the move from that fourth dissonant chord to a resolution in the fifth chord. Those of you who are musicians will know what I'm talking about. And the sound was like a harmonic drone that synthesized and unified all of the collective grids of consciousness, which, as I've mentioned before, is what I do. I work with the grids of consciousness, three of them specifically. And I saw the collective humanity was altogether set at a higher level of harmonic congruency. Before, we've had incongruency in the sense that we seem to all be thinking separate thoughts and feeling separate feelings and having separate agendas and creating out of separate points of view, which would be the ego's nightmare. But what I saw happen was that we were lifted in toto, in totality, all together, to a higher subplane, just above the third dimensional vibration, which is holding the chaos that's going on right now. We were lifted above that. And it was secured and established, because before we've lifted up, some of us here, some of us there, and then we fall back down, or maybe groups would lift and then they fall back down, because it needed a harmonic congruency to where there was a unified field that we were all operating out of the same harmonic template. So we have then, I believe, collectively established above the third dimensional plane in which all the conflict, chaos, and fighting is taking place. And it was and is a shift that I believe that will from now on profoundly change everything and how we experience life and the unfolding of events as a collective, as a planetary species. And I believe it will be a positive and grace-facilitated transition into the Golden Age. We have then now established upon a frequency band beyond that of the linear conceptual mind band, that ego-mind frequency. And with it, the old doom and gloom prophetic apocalyptic scenarios. I do not believe any of those are going to happen now. Why? Because I was shown also the discontinued energy patterns, which if you study history, is simply the regurgitating and revisiting of the same old patterns. The same old patterns. And I don't believe the Lord Jesus Christ and the cosmic avatar, Satya Sai Baba, came upon the earth to allow those old patterns to continue repeating. And though I felt that in my heart and understood that from some of the teachings that I have, some of the things I've seen Sai Baba and the Lord Jesus say, I actually experienced it today. I actually was able to see the transparencies of realities like tissue-thin overlays, a parallel probable realities and alternate possibilities. I saw them all vanish and that one lifting occur. That was the resolution of all other possibilities, which simply became not. They just dissolved. So, my understanding was that this includes everyone and everything on the planet. And I ask that this be reflected by obvious changes that I and we could all experience and also see reflected in the news and other media. And what I was shown was the physical, the energy currents that have become obsolete, and the momentums that the plug on all of those had been pulled. The change was abrupt, out of time registration as we know it, like suddenly losing electrical power to an appliance or your home's entire electrical system, only this was not electrical like that. But rather the energy of hateful aggression, simply the plug was pulled on it. That part of the aberrated egoic consciousness was simply bypassed and transcended totally. What it was shown that suddenly all over the world, the energy that fuels discord simply petered out. People wouldn't even remember why they were agitated or fighting or killing a moment before. They'd simply stop in mid-rant. and suddenly began to do something else entirely with no reference to the former. It was like that was erased through grace. But they would resonate to this new harmonic, and the entire focus would be turned to assisting and meeting the needs of those about them. It looked like a switch of consciousness channels took place, and a new benevolent program was operating through everyone. I saw people everywhere looking around as if for the first time, noticing the needs of those around them and hastening to render service by addressing those needs. I watched as people all over the world began to live as if this was the only reality that they'd ever known. There seemed to be no recall of the past at all. The animosities, ill will, egoic vengeance had all simply dissolved and was no more. Everyone seemed to join in one accord as a global community and were joyously taking care of one another. People were building homes for the homeless. They were seeing that the hungry were fed. They were planting and harvesting and growing food. They were creating cooperative communities. But interestingly enough, there didn't seem to be any inhibiting factors as before. No national, military, governmental, financial, or commercial considerations. Of course, the prophecy has always been that we're going to be moving into a moneyless society, because money was a very, very bad idea from the very get-go. And we don't, as I've told you many times, we don't use money on the sacred planets like Venus, for example. Excuse me. So the momentums of all of those who were wanting to control, dominate, manipulate, exploit, harm, use, or abuse anyone had utterly vanished and simply no longer existed. These were all discontinued energy momentums. And I saw a change taking place in the very cellular and genetic coding, the DNA and RNA, the correcting, or rather the reestablishing of the original divine image and similitude within all of humanity. And what I experienced afterward myself was a state of very grounded samadhi in my consciousness. I didn't go back to the same mind. I noticed that the lower mind was totally vacant. Absolutely no thought forms were arising. And if I tried to think or to remember, there was like a dropout energetically from that energetic approach entirely, so that I would try to utilize that old way of thinking, and there would be a dropout, kind of like the energy. There was no energy. There was nothing there and no energy to support the approach of thinking, past referencing, that sort of thing. Now, there was and is awareness flowing, but not dependent at all upon thinking or conjuring content. I'm experiencing the mind as completely devoid of thought, completely quiescent. But bear in mind, when I speak about that part of the mind, I'm not speaking about the buddhi or the higher mind, which we integrated. I'm speaking about the mind that bought into separation from divine source, love, and each other, so that we have operated out of the illusion that we're all separate unto ourselves. That is the part that came in as the aberration. And I believe that that aberration has just been dismantled and dissolved through grace. This is my direct experience. I have no commentary on it other than, this is what I saw, this is what I experienced. So I'm experiencing the pure input, the direct impulsing of the divine spirit. I found out much more direct than intuition. Intuition implies a certain going within and reaching to that state. But my experience is there's no impediment to that state sourcing through this body-mind instrument right now. So please, do check all of these things out for yourself. Have you experienced something? Maybe you've been working and busy and involved with things and you haven't had time to check. But you may suddenly feel at peace around formerly, let's say, contentious issues. You probably won't even remember that there was a contentious issue. Maybe you'll simply feel at ease with yourself and others. Maybe you'll experience greater inner calm, stillness, a sense of well-being. Somehow the monkey mind chatter is gone. Perhaps the daily reality will show up as a gentle unfolding of events, where grace and synchronicity are presenting as perfect divine order. Perhaps health issues may disappear as well, since nearly all disease is caused by mental worries and agitations. I've been living in this higher reality for some time now, so I don't know how you are experiencing it, or how you will be experiencing this new harmonic resonance. It's as new for me as it is for you in terms of what I was shown today. So I wanted to share that with you because I always like to share things that come from my own direct experience. Because in this work, in this life, everything has to be validated by your own direct experience. You can't learn it in a book, although a book can reflect to you if it's from an enlightened master like Sai Baba, who's more than an enlightened master. It can be reflected to you, but you can't get it until you go through the actual experience. And to have the actual experience, you need to spend really targeted, devoted time to inner stillness and penetrating with very deep, abstract thought. This is where you use the higher mind like a laser beam. Because I found when I was studying the Bible, for example, some years ago I was, for about 10, 11 years, I was totally studying the Bible. I found out that there were layers and layers and layers of understanding which opened up corridors of living light that went deeper and deeper and deeper. I found that out with Sai Baba. He would say one thing, but everyone in the room would understand it according to their level of consciousness. So there were multiple things being said in each statement that he made. Be aware that when you intake energy, when you intake information, be aware that it comes through in perfect harmony with your level of light, which would be awareness or consciousness. And you really, that's why the higher knowledge is protected from people who would misuse it. The lower nature would always try to commercialize, would try to make a buck, would try to promote the self or whatever. But there's always this idea to promote and to sell and to make something of what is the natural birthright of all humanity. And those who have had any degree of enlightenment are strongly impulsed by divine spirit to share. I've often told you that the anointing and the empowerment of spirit never comes to you. It comes to you so it can source through you. And we are here to be pure vehicles through which the divine Paramatma, the divine spirit, can operate through without impediment, without a ego mind running agenda. So this is what spiritual practice is all about, is to clear out the personal karmic clutter so that the love, wisdom, and power and the divine will of Source can flow freely throughout countless universes. Sai Baba said that we could all realize God in 11 minutes if we would focus 100% on who we really are, beyond the body, beyond the feelings, beyond the thoughts. And Jesus told us in the Course in Miracles that the only thing we've never done is to totally forget the body. And he goes on to say, if you look, you will find that every plan that you devise and every worry always evolves around the body. Interesting, huh? John Roger told us many years ago that if we as a group of ministers could chant the Hue or the Anai Hue with 100% of our focus of attention and devotion for 10 minutes, we could stop all of the wars on Earth. But we're kind of like Martha, the sister of Lazarus in the Bible. We are concerned over many things. And Jesus told her, there's only one thing that really matters in life, and that's what you need to be attentive to. And the only thing that matters in life is that we awaken and remember and realize that we are one with God. And we have come here for one purpose, and that is for God realization. And nothing else whatsoever counts or matters in the long run. Sai Baba said that we could have all the power of the earth. We could be the king of the whole earth with all the money and power and influence. But if we lack devotion, it would all amount to zero. That was really, really took us aback. Because when you think about it, how many people live lives of devotion? Many people don't even know what that really means. So what does it mean to be God conscious or to have devotion? It means to be more aware of the divine presence and more interested in that than what is going on in the world. Isn't that simple? It means to be more immersed, more fascinated, more interested in, more focused upon God, reality, love, truth, life, light. They all mean the same thing. More intent upon that. More aware of the divine presence. You want to feel the divine presence coming through me right now? Feel it. Right now. Feel it. That's it. Feel it. That's it. Sai Baba just gave you a blast through this body, a blast of sheer Ananda, the divine presence. My body feels like it's on fire. I have goosebumps all over the top of my head and down my whole body. It's the immensity that comes upon you. The immensity. And it stills you. It stills you to silence. So when your mind is quiet and you have that pure intention in your heart to experience God, you will not be denied. But you have to want it like the old proverbial story of the guru who held the head of his chela underwater until he was desperate for breath. And just at the point of drowning, he pulls him up and he said, when you want God as much as you wanted your next breath, you will have God. You know how Sri Ramakrishna realized God? Sri Ramakrishna was an illiterate priest that took care of the Temple of Divine Mother in Calcutta. And every day that he didn't realize God, he was so desperate that he would rub his face back and forth in the gravel until it bled. Finally, he realized he couldn't stand it any longer. He had to realize God. So he stood before the image of the Divine Mother and he said, I have to have your darshan. I have to see you. If I don't see you by 12 o'clock, I am going to plunge the sword into my heart. And so he stood before the image and at 12 o'clock, nothing had happened. So he plunged, he thought, he plunged the sword into his heart or towards his heart. And the Divine Mother came alive and gave him mergence with her. But then she said, I have many people that I'm going to send to you as students, so you can't merge yet. I want you to stay just this side of divine union so that I can send many to you. But it was very hard for Ramakrishna. Because if anyone mentioned anything at all uplifting, he went into samadhi. He went into such divine ecstatic states that he would dance naked. He didn't even know he didn't have clothes on. He thought he was totally insane. I think most people thought he was insane as well. And he was completely unmindful of the world. He couldn't tell the difference between his own photograph and the photograph of the Divine Mother. He lost all self-consciousness. He was totally immersed in God. And it was very, very, very hard for him to hold himself in the body. Very hard. He hadn't the way of anchoring himself. Now, you see, we're in an age where some of you are going to be learning how to anchor ecstatic divine adoration and ecstatic bliss in the physical body. Because when one soul gets to the level of Ramakrishna, that spreads out throughout the collective grid. When one person overcomes the world, the flesh and the devil, like Jesus the Christ, that is then shared throughout the collective sonship. When one presents as a cosmic avatar, Satya Sai Baba, Shirdi Sai Baba, and Prema Sai Baba to come, that is shared collectively. Remember I said at the beginning that all the experiences and work as a soul and as an Atma, as soul and spirit, is co-shared as a unified we. We become the unified field of the One, no longer separate. That sense of personal limitation, the sad story, the unhappy self, vanishes in the light of supreme bliss. Vanishes in the light of supreme bliss. You can catch the fire of that through someone that's on flame, that's aflame with that. It's contagious. It spreads like fire. But at some point you have to learn to stoke your own embers until they are ablaze. We're called candles of the Lord in the Bible, flames of the Most High. And the whole auric field assumes a flame-like golden effulgent shape, a white gold effulgent shape on the inner planes when you have become a burning fire of a ecstatic love for God. Pray for that. Ask for it. Demand it. Plead for it. Cry for it like Ramakrishna. Become absolutely obsessed with the divine presence. And you will experience it. So you import the world into your awareness by thinking about it. Without remembering the world, it will not exist for you. Without remembering your body, it will not exist for you. When you go to sleep, when you go into samadhi, when you're in the highest levels of transcendental consciousness, do you remember the world or your body? Of course not. But when we get back down into this frequency, we lose the awareness because we get caught up in the many things, the minutiae, if you will, of physical maintenance. So then what we have to do is begin every day to tell ourselves, there is no one operating this body but you, my Lord. We are embodiments of the divine spirit. It's the spirit that thinks us, that motivates us, that moves us, that speaks through us, the body-mind complex, that touches through the hands, that looks through the eyes, that hears through the ears. So consecrate all of your senses to the use of the divine beloved. Like Jesus, lose any thought that you're doing anything. Be a pure conduit of God's love. And you know what? If you don't know how to do that, ask Sai Baba to be love through you, to be compassion through you, to be wisdom in your mind. Get out of the way and let the Divine Spirit have its way with you. As we mentioned in our show on grace, it takes great grace to hear these kinds of words, to hear these topics spoken of, But the greatest grace you could ever have is to love God. Really love God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. And it's only through that love that we can see others as our own self and love others as our own self. This is the hour of grace, beloveds. We can't transcend this planet. We can't do anything of ourselves. We can only give ourselves to that which is greater, to source through us. And then, if it's your dharma to sit in a room or a wheelchair or from a hospital bed, or whether you're young or old or whatever you are, wherever you are, whatever place that your karma, your destiny has cast you in, you just give that instrument to the beloved. You just offer everything, Lord, is for your use. Everything. And all is well. There is nothing in your life that will not be used to bless you. And ultimately to bless everyone. Give up any thought of being less than God, for none of it is true. Give up all dark images, everything that's not wholly joyous, for only the bliss of God is truth. And knowing the truth will set you free. And when you're free, you live at oneness with the Father. And everything that you need comes to you without your even being aware that it's needed. And you just take each moment and you offer it to love. And your whole life becomes a holy sacrament of divine communion. And like Jesus, you become the bread of life. You become the consecrated host for the presence of the living God. And that is what every one of us is called. Certainly, if you've listened to this seminar tonight, you have just been anointed with the living fire of the living God. And you've been called to present as a sacred heart in this world. So know that you are a pure and sacred soul. You are an ancient rishi, a great knower of the secret things of God. And that's why you're listening, and why you were called tonight. And how grateful we all are that we could be alive to be those who have come forward to dance in the light of a beautiful golden age upon this planet. So I send forth again blessings to each one of you, to all the beings in all the worlds. May they all have a touch of the love of God May they all awaken to the supreme love that is their true self. Let's go out chanting on IQ. Deep breath. And if any of you listen to this seminar later, be sure that you're not driving. If any of you have to go out during the day, if it's on the other side of the world, please drink water. Please ground yourself. And be aware that you've shifted into a very, very high state of consciousness. And it's no longer the same world that you walk in. Baruch Hashem Adonai.